And is its personal property?
Yes.
On here, and here's her file. So.
And again, I'd like to go ahead and say that these are sent in. The numbers are from the person who's contesting, and they also choose their own depreciation. So we just fill in the table, and it comes out what it is. If they're asking for a break, that's beyond our office. That is between them and the government to give them a break, not the assessor. We just put it where it's supposed to be.
Okay.
That's the rub here for us, I think.
I mean, according to state statute, we can deal with personal property. Not to say we like doing that or it's.
Well, certainly, personally, I think yes, it's within our purview. It's just a question, like she was saying, I don't know how much we can do for economic hardship. That's not.
I was going to add, too, the value that they came up with, and once we put it on our depreciation table, it came up $4,000 less assessed value than what they were claiming. So we're even lower than what they thought it was going to be.
Okay, so you have lowered it from what it came
out. We didn't lower it. It was a matter of how they figured it incorrectly as far as depreciation. So when we actually put it, the numbers they gave us, when we actually put it in the depreciation table, it came up a little bit lower than what they had figured it to be.
Okay, so it's not less than what went out on their card? It is. In other words, their value.
The value is not less than what they claim. The value came up to be less after it depreciated.
Okay, so what is the amount that we have on here?
There is no amount.
They're asking for opinion. They say their opinion of market value is $1,034,120. What value did you come up with?
I didn't print that off, but I can go back and get that if you want.
Well, we have to have. I mean, I'm assuming whatever went out on, they didn't get a card on this because it's not real property.
Right.
Okay. So, their opinion of market value is $1 million. I mean, we need to know what the.
I think Wesley has that. What was the
assessor is valuing it at?
Yeah, to bring Greg up to speed, we're looking at Silver Dollar City LLC and its personal property, like real like
vehicles.
Furniture, vehicles, stuff.
Unfortunately, it seems to be more of a economic thing than a. In other words, a value thing. I mean, if you can apply a depreciation factor based on the fact of the pandemic in order to affect value, I mean, we could probably look at that, but I'm just curious as to what your office.
But they chose their own depreciation. That's what we're saying.
I think that it's, you know, we're a board. So, okay, I'm seeing that, okay, so it's.
What is that figure, though? What is that figure you guys came up with?
It's going to be.
Okay, so what I'm looking at assess.
$3,250.
Say again?
$3,250.
Okay. So in personal property stuff like this, is it still, is there an assessed and appraised? Does that factor?
They give us the cost, and then we have a depreciation table, which I printed out for you guys. And depending on what it is, like if it's fixtures and furniture, or if it's, you know, computers, it has a different year depreciation schedule. So I think what happened is why we're off like that is they put it in the different year, incorrect year table is what they did. So when we put it in the right table, it brought it down a little bit. So I didn't know if you guys needed to know that or not.
So what they're asking for, they said that their value was $1 million something. What value do you have on there? What appraised value? I have the assessed value here, but usually with the real property, we have both appraised and assessed.
We wouldn't have appraised in personal property.
Okay.
It'd be roughly $973,350.
Which is less than what they're saying. So, mean, it sounds like to me they'd agree.
But they're looking for the whatever their bottom line is. So, you know, here I'm going to read the letter to the board. It says, we wanted to present some salient facts regarding the effects of COVID-19 pandemic on the 2020 operation of Whitewater. In addition to revenues falling over 50%, and for 2020 dropping 80%, from the prior year, the water park has faced the following issues. Whitewater opened 75 days in 2020 versus 98 days. In the prior year, 88. Whitewater is planned to be open 88 days in 2021, although we're looking at, you know, possibly a second round of stuff here, looks like. Capacity was restricted to approximately 2,100. This is close to 50% reduction from our historical operations. The capacity restrictions remained in place opening for the 2021 season and recently been pushed back to 4,000. Other actions, we did not allow customers to fill their own drinks at service equipment. Thus, we staffed all drink machines throughout 2020, reducing seat action and were taken to restaurants and snack bars. We respectfully submit the facts presented for the board's review and consideration of economic obsolescence. Is defined as the loss of value resulting from external economic factors to an asset or group of assets. The taxpayer respectfully requests a 15% economic obsolescence factor to be applied to the depreciated value of the business personal property assets. So they're looking for a 15% reduction.
It sounds like the value that they're asking for on their sheet, though, is more than the assessor's office has even utilized to come up with the assessed value.
Okay.
So
let's give them a phone call. And
lower than that, yes. Yeah,
okay, so, I mean, it sounds like to me the assessed value that the assessor has come up with is actually less than they're asking for.
Do you want Rhonda to go print the paper with the value so that we're all on the same page? She's got, I think, three personal property ones to do, right?
Well,
I think the other
we may be able to call them and just resolve it. But
I just found the New Orleans one. It was in with my beer bracket. So I don't have a BOE number on it.
I have the stuff for that one.
I'm sorry. We're on Cibador City.
Yeah, but they was talking about something else.
Okay.
With two different subjects.
Gotcha. I think what they presented was a reasonable note. We're a board up here that's here to look, not just to find statutes and push a pin to it, but to have judgment on things. They had a massive reduction. I mean, they had an issue last year. Cibador City had an issue. Restaurants had issues, hotels had issues, I mean, that were put on them from the city, and of course the whole world was in this. And I think it's up to, I think we can look at things and see what it is. I don't know how much lower it is.
I guess what I'm saying is they have put a factor on here based on a valuation or appraised value of $1 million something. If we, I guess you back calculated from the amount that we're assessing, how much that would be? Is that what you did? So if,
yeah, right.
So in other words, we're basing,
and that is,
the figure is basing the assessed value that we have on here on Cibador City is the, which one was, where is
it? It's over here. It's three. Yeah. So
what I think, if I'm hearing it correctly, this assessed value is based on something around 973,000 dollars in valuation, and their sheet says that they're asking that it be based on something that's $1 million something. So it sounds like to me the assessor's office has already reduced it below what they were asked for.
Okay.
But I may be wrong, but that's what it sounds like to me. Which I think they'd be happy with.
Greg, this is Rhonda. Rhonda's a specialist in personal property, which we don't typically see. All right, I'm going to give them a phone call and let them, and the person's, I got the phone number.
I think it's Jackie, maybe.
Looks like they subbed this out the service.
Just call Jack. I got him on speed dial.
It is. It's Jackie Dean with the Property Tax Service Company. All right. Well, we'll call Jackie in just to get a clarification. Yeah, may I speak with Jackie, please?
Sure, may I tell her who's calling?
Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
All right, hang on just a moment.
Yeah, right? We got music. I think we need music in the county office building. I vote for different.
Good morning, this is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay time?
Absolutely.
You are here with the other two board members along with the assessor's office, and we have your file here in front of us, read your letter that you sent, and looking at this, you are requesting that the assessed value be changed from one, or the appraised value on the personal property that you presented to be changed from 1 million, or to be changed to 1,034,120. And, we looked it up and the appraised value is that the county has you at right now is $973,000.
Oh, well, I must have read that wrong. Hang on just a second. Let me pull up the value that I had.
Because we have appraised value and assessed value, and the assessed value on the property details is the assessed value number is $322,450 is what the county has you at.
Okay, let me find the right one here. $322,450, yes, I see that. So my apologies, I goofed on that number. What we were hoping to do is get some additional obsolescence just for this 2021 year.
Okay.
Basically just to offset the loss in revenue from the pandemic and the obviously failed 2020 season.
Sure.
But obviously I did my calculations wrong, so I apologize on that.
Does the assessor's office have anything? Okay, you guys good?
Do you guys have a request so what number? So you're asking for 15% off of what it is?
Correct.
Have you already calculated in a factor on on them at all.